Solomon Islands, everyone was celebrating because Rennie had resigned. Do you think you can live up to the hope and expectations people have?
Well, that is the aim and objectives here, and I think we did the right thing, and as a result, let people there's jubilation all over the streets, so we feel that we were able to live up to the expectations.
And are you quite certain that you're going to win the vote next Thursday?
Well, politics being what it is, it's about number games, and we think we have the number here, they think they have the number there, and we'll see when the time comes. And we are all hoping, and we're confident here actually, because we're actually supported by the mass, and people want a change, and they want a leadership from this side of the house, and so we are confident that we will have people backing Vienna.
And what made you decide to cross over on Wednesday?
I think that is very obvious. When the result of the election came out, well, our group voted for Snyder Rennie based on good intentions, and we would like to see some continuity with what the programs of the last government, and we thought they are doing some good things. And so we voted with them, but then when the result came out, the people basically, say that that's not the right decision. What came out clearly there was that people were saying that the members of parliament and us are incompetent to make any sensible decisions, and as we see, the destructions that took place, and that. Made us to rethink our position. And when the vote of no confidence was tabled, we thought that's the most appropriate time to make a decision. And you just said it will be a democratic decision because it is done at the full parliament. So yeah, what happened last week influenced our decision to take the decisions we took and voted the way we voted.
So he didn't cross over because he wanted to become Prime Minister? Was there anything?
No, not at all. The decision to seriously think about this issue came out soon after the election of the Prime Minister. And that has been around for a while, and I think the right thing to do is to support this side of the house.
Yeah. And I spoke to the Taiwan ambassador yesterday, and he was very upset that he'd heard that you might be switching to China, and he didn't believe that was going to happen. Are you quite certain you're going to switch the foreign policy to focus on China?
Well, the cabinet government system operates in Solomon Islands, and we're going to go by the majority decision. As you know, the group is made up of four or five political sections, and we all have positions on certain issues, and one of them is this one. But at the end of the day, it is cabinet decision that matters.
And do you think it's true there's a lot of corruption in the government here?
Well, corruption is everywhere, not only in Solomon Islands. There are institutions to address that issue, and if there are evidences of that, like that the law takes on course, and that's how we see the thing. If people don't know that people are corrupt, support them. But this group is very much concerned about that. People are corrupt will be dealt with very seriously.
And are you going to try and make the government more transparent?
That is the aim of every government. We would like to see that it is transparent, and of course the work of the media will still be supported by the government, and that. So yes, that is a very much a serious objective that we would like to see achieved.
And what are your feelings about Ramsey's involvement here?
Well, Ramsey's doing a good job here, and of course we'll be working very closely with them. Any review, of course, will be done in consultations with them. Of course, the review will be, be undertaken based on the changing circumstances. But all in all, we feel that Ramsey is doing a good job, and we will work very closely with them. Any changes will have to be done in consultations with them.
Do you think some of the violence last Tuesday and Wednesday was pre-planned? Was someone organizing it?
Oh, I cannot comment on that. I don't know. As I said, the investigation is going ahead, and people have been arrested. And that's so at the end of the day, we should see if the law will take its own course. If that is proven people who instigated that are proven to be guilty. But at this point in time, I don't have any comment on that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll let you go take your ride.
Yes. Yep. Thank you very much. Yep.
Would you mind